divide between two robbers. Really sums up all that Jesus was about. To be in the home of a leper. To be in the home of leper Marissa. Or the leper Anna. Or the leper Adam. Or the leper Jeffrey. Or the leper Moses. Or the leper Ken. We're all lepers. We all need Jesus. That's why we were crying out, Hosanna. Save us, Lord. Save us. That's what Jesus was doing. Every moment of his life, he was saving us. The whole story of his life is a story of love and a story of the cost of love. The cost of love. I guess you might have seen the film The Passion, which I remember watching it. I don't think I went to the big theatre. I thought that might be a bit overpowering. So I just watched it on a TV. And it was pretty overpowering, especially the scourging at the pillar. That seemed to go on forever. But I felt, yes, it really portrayed the intensity of the suffering at one level of Jesus. But I think if that's all we see this week, is Jesus suffering, then somehow we've missed the absolute core and the most vital part of what it's all about. It's not about suffering. It's about loving. It's about loving until there's nothing left. Jesus went to the cross and allowed the cross out of love for you and me. I think we can meditate so profitably on these last days and last hours of Jesus' life. But as you do that, I'd invite you to think of how is Jesus revealing his love here? How is Jesus showing love in this situation or this scene or this event in his life? Because that is the message. That's the key message. He's doing it out of love. And I've been spending the last few days just meditating pretty much primarily on Gethsemane. And I just found there's incredible, incredible resources and incredible truth and depth in this short passage of Scripture where Jesus is in Gethsemane labouring in prayer, labouring in intercession for me and you, praying for us, crying out to the Father for our salvation, for mercy for us, so that we would come to know the love of God, so that we would come to know the kindness of God, the tenderness of God, the mercy of God. Jesus bore it all. And why was it? How was it that Jesus could bear our suffering? Was he sort of like some big sponge soaking up all the suffering of the world? No, it was ultimately his love. Because when you love someone profoundly and intensely, their suffering becomes your suffering. You feel their suffering. You enter into their suffering. And since Jesus loves with a divine love, with an absolute love that has no boundaries or limits, because we often can put, that's enough, I don't want to go any further. I don't want to give any more. It's very natural for us to feel that. But Jesus, there's no boundaries in his love. His love goes and goes and goes and goes to the very depth of anything we could ever experience or know. And so he plumbs the depths of our experience, our pain, perhaps even more than we do ourselves. Because many people, you know, are in terrible crises, but perhaps almost anaesthetized. Well, they try to be anaesthetized in one way or another, so they don't feel the intense pain that they're actually going through. But our Lord does. He feels the pain for them. And he feels it in love to set us free. He feels it in love to embrace us and to take us into his heart, and in his heart for us to be transformed, for us to be made new. When I think of Jesus in Gethsemane, and I think of the suffering of all humanity from the first Adam to the last person who ever lives, and think that Jesus took upon himself all that, I find it mind-blowing. There's not one individual who Jesus didn't love and does love totally and completely and utterly, and longs that that person would know the mercy and love of God. So to me, it just gives a great sense of hope that there's nothing beyond this love. Nothing can be too far away or too distant or too hard or too hard in resisting that God's love cannot also touch and reach and embrace. And it also means that no matter what we personally go through, Jesus is sharing it with us, no matter what it is. And that there is a resurrection power that is hidden, in a sense, as a kernel within that suffering. Like the woman with that alabaster perfume or oil, I was looking on the internet actually to see, I was fascinated to know what is the most expensive perfume in the world. And I found out that Ralph Lauren has a perfume called Notorious, and it only costs $3,540 a bottle. And that's only 75 millilitres. Or 25 millilitres, sorry. And it works out at $47,200 a litre. It's very expensive. But this woman pours out upon our Lord's head, or breaks this little jar of perfume and pours it out upon our Lord's head in an extravagant offering of love. And in a mysterious way, this woman does what Mary of Magdalene and Mary of Siloam and the other women are unable to do. Remember, they go to the tomb early in the morning to embalm and anoint Jesus' body, because he had to be taken quickly from the cross and put into the tomb because the Sabbath was approaching. And so they couldn't actually embalm and do all they wanted for Jesus. But this woman in love, and love sees the need and anticipates, she pours this ointment upon Jesus' head. And I'd like to think of that as, yes, we are Simon the leper, but we're also that woman. We too can pour a gift, a treasure, a sacred anointing, a perfume upon our Lord's head. What would that be? What would that be? That's something you know. It's something very precious in your life, in my life, that we alone can give. But it's a treasure that Jesus values. That he said, leave this woman alone, for what she has done is a good work. And everywhere the gospel is proclaimed, what she has done will be told. Ultimately, that will be the measure of our life. What we have poured out upon Jesus will be the measure of our life. So I invite you, as we meditate and contemplate and walk with Jesus during this week, to listen to his Spirit. Lord, what is it I can give you? What is the gift you desire? And then it's up for us to give that gift to Jesus and to know that he in turn will pour even a greater and more lavish gift upon each of us.